Breakfast Business
with Enterprise Ireland
on Newstalk.
Good morning and welcome to Breakfast Business, and thank you as ever to Shane Beattie. It is Tuesday, the 12th of August at 6:30. Coming up on today's show, we'll be asking whether the Middle East could offer a new alternative market for Irish exporters, and we'll be looking at how the new tariff regime is playing out worldwide and all the markets as usual, including that latest pause in tariffs from Donald Trump on China. You can email us, business@newstalk.com. But first, let's have a look at the main business stories in the newspapers and websites. Fionn Thompson in the Business Post reports that the average number of staff employed by Kilkenny Design fell by more than 20%, as the firm said that it had made a strategic decision to outsource part of its food operations as part of a restructuring programme. Freshly filed consolidated accounts for Clydeville Holdings Limited, the holding company for Kilkenny Design Group, showed the average number of employees fell from 283 to 219 for the year ending January last year. In addition, the company's spend on wages and salaries fell from 8.6 to 7.3 million. In a statement, a spokeswoman for the company said that it undertook a comprehensive restructuring program during the year as it navigated a period of global economic volatility. The Guardian reports that Donald Trump has once again delayed implementing sweeping tariffs on China, announcing another 90-day pause just hours before the last agreement between the world's two largest economies was due to expire. Last night, Trump signed an executive order extending the deadline for higher tariffs on China until the 9th of November. Chinese officials said earlier yesterday that they hoped the United States would strive for positive trade outcomes, as the 90-day détente reached between the two countries in May was due to expire. And we'll have a little bit more on that a little bit shortly. Bloomberg reports that NVIDIA and Advanced Micro Devices, or AMD, have agreed to pay 15% of their revenues from Chinese AI chip sales to the US government in a deal to secure export licenses, an unusual arrangement that may unnerve both US companies and Beijing. NVIDIA plans to share 15% of the revenue from sales of its H20 AI accelerator in China, according to a person familiar with the matter. AMD will deliver the same share from the MI308 revenues, the person added, asking for anonymity. The arrangement reflects U.S. President Donald Trump's consistent efforts to engineer a financial payout for America in return for concessions on trade. The FT reports that the world's largest sovereign wealth fund has sold out a fifth of the Israeli companies in which it owns stakes and cut ties with Israeli fund managers as it responds to heavy public pressure on whether it is helping to finance Israel's war on Gaza. Norway's $2 trillion oil fund was a shareholder in 61 Israeli companies at the start of this month, but had sold out 11 of them in the past week, it said yesterday afternoon. Those companies have not been sold because of their conduct, but because they are not part of the reference index set by Norway's finance ministry, meaning the oil fund had actively chosen to invest in them. These measures were taken in response to extraordinary circumstances, according to a statement. The situation in Gaza is a serious humanitarian crisis. We are invested in companies that operate in a country at war, and conditions in the West Bank and Gaza have recently worsened. In response, we will further strengthen our due diligence.
Breakfast Business
with Enterprise Ireland
on Newstalk.